Welcome into our Coach Speak program here on this Monday evening, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City on 95.7 FM. Quinn Douglas, ready to kick off our program, talking with our area football coaches tonight. First up is the new head football coach of the Webster City Lynx, Andy Brim, joins us on the line. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for asking.
So, obviously, you're in year one now as the head coach of your alma mater, and obviously it's a very it was a very big deal when you were named the successor to Coach Howard back during the winter. And just for you to be able to lead a program you've been a part of for more than half of your life, in all reality, what does it mean to you to finally be in a position to lead this program?
Well, I guess I just feel pretty lucky. Obviously, it's a program with a lot of rich tradition. It's had its ups and downs over the years, but I think Coach Howard's done a great job of bringing the program back to what everybody kind of thinks of when they think of Webster City football historically, brought it back to the winning side, and it's a consistent playoff contender now. So it's been a goal of mine for a long time. Coach Howard's worked a lot with me on that, and so I'm excited and feel very fortunate to be put in this opportunity.
And you obviously hit the ground running, and you know the names may be different, but the system still appears to be the same with your team. And just going through the off-season workouts, into the summer workouts, the camps you guys attended this summer, just overall, what have you seen from this team that has you excited, has you happy and ready to go as we enter fall camp?
Yes, I mean, there haven't been a lot of changes. Like you said, obviously the names change. You know, the big thing about our kids that I'm really proud of is they show up every day and they work hard. Almost all of our kids are multi-sport athletes. So back when I took over in the winter, you know, we kind of hit the ground running, and a lot of those kids were in other activities and stuff, and it's a pretty full plate to be a high school athlete or to be one of the caliber that we're looking for anyway. And they never complain. They show up every day and they work their butts off, and I can't ask much more of them.
And as we dive into some of the players, obviously, in the sides of the football coming up here into the fall camp, obviously on the offensive side of the football, you lose two pretty big pieces to your team in Jackson Cherry and Keegan Hissler that made up a lot of your backfield a year ago. You bring back some returners. You bring back your blocking back and Jane Weinzettel. You bring back your wing back and Luke Gessling. Cale Nixon, at least as of right now, slated to step into that running back spot. But when you look at the offense as a whole, how is the process of filling those spots that have been vacated gone so far?
Yeah, that's the big thing for us right now, is we just got to, you know, make sure that we got the right people in the right places. Obviously, you're not going to replace some of those kids. Jackson Cherry, arguably one of the best players that's ever played in a Webster City uniform and maybe will be of all time. So we're not going to replace him, but we've got some kids that, you know, they've put in their time too and have waited their turn. You know, you mentioned those guys. The biggest thing for us, though, is probably offensive line. We've got an all-new offensive line, except for one consistent starter coming back, and then one other player in Max McGilligan that started one game last year and had some snaps here and there. But, you know, with our offense, obviously the offensive line is key. Mm-hmm. So making sure we get the right people in the right spots there is going to be a huge thing for us to work on here in the next few weeks.
And the defensive side of the football, that's the side of the football you've been around your entire tenure here at Webster City as the defensive coordinator leading up to this year. And when you look at the defensive side of the football, obviously we talked about the losses of Keegan Hissler and Jackson Cherry on the defensive side of the football as well. But when you look at this defensive side of the football, the linebacking core returns some key pieces, and the defensive backfield definitely appears to be an area of strength going into camp. And when you look at the defense as a whole, what's been sort of the assessment so far from the coaching staff?
I mean, it's the same as the offensive side. It's just a matter of getting the right kids into the right spots. Mm-hmm. We're not going to replace those guys that we lost. But we've, like I said before, you know, we've got kids that have put in their time. So our job as coaches is we just got to make sure that we got the right kids in the right spot, give us the best chance on Friday nights.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and won't be long before we're talking to you before a game at the end of the month.
All right, thank you.
Yep, that was Andy Brim, the head football coach of the Webster City Lynx, here on our Coach Speak program, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City. We're talking with South Hamilton football coach Paul Scartweed after the break on 95.7 KQWC.